Starting this fall, students at Wamego High School who participate in state-sanctioned athletics and activities will be subject to random drug testing. Board members voted 6-1 to approve the policy, which was reviewed and amended by lawyers just an hour before the meeting began. Supporters and opponents of the policy filled the seats at the Professional Learning Center as board members discussed the finer points of the drug testing policy. After his board voted in favor of the contentious policy, Superintendent Tim Winter said it is his hope the community can move forward together.
We can all agree that we're here because we care about kids. And so I would just, again, give them my word that everything we're doing is to help and protect our kids. They're not always going to agree with our strategies or the way we do things, but the motives are the same.
Michelle Johnson was the board member who voted against the policy. Johnson indicated she is in favor of helping deter kids from abusing substances, but wanted a policy that gave parents the option to subject their students to the random drug testing.
I just feel like there's too many gray areas in the policy. I support the idea of helping the kids with the drug issues or substance abuse, but I think we need to look at it at a bigger picture and not just focus in on the drug abuse.
Board members proposed the drug testing policy at a retreat last summer after a survey issued to Wamego High School students indicated 14% of students had used marijuana within the last 30 days. The policy passed after opposition from both the Kansas Association of School Boards and American Civil Liberties Union. I'm Andrew Shores for News Radio KMAN.